Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Talk about your health and talk about your life. That's what this show is all about. Now, neurotic men, if you're a neurotic kind of guy, they're saying are less likely to become dads. Your personality definitely affects your chances of becoming a parent. Interesting, though. Our personality types are so interesting, to me, always have been, and they definitely can define our health in so many ways, but also the outcome of what our behavior does can determine the parental situation. So let's talk about it for a second. Are you a laid-back kind of guy, Woody Allen type? You analyze and fret over situations or simply let the chips fall where they may. Well, if your personality leans more toward the anxious and analytical type, then you might be less likely to become a dad, at least according to a new study in the European Journal of Personality. According to a Norwegian researchers, men who identify as neurotic tend to less likely become parents than men who are more relaxed. The researchers also found that men who are extroverted and open are more likely to become dads than introverted and reserved types. The data shows that this new trend, one that began to shift around 1957, possibly because parenting became more flexible and optional in modern times. Now people are more likely to postpone marriage and babies, just as they are more likely to live together before marriage and more likely to just have one or two kids as opposed to multiple children. The ability to postpone children and explore one's options and one's freedoms might make it easier for the neurotic men to postpone parenting. So evidence also shows that the higher level of education one attains, the less likely one is to have children and the less likely they are to have multiple children. In other words, education can serve to further one's career while simultaneously slowing down one's impulse to have children right away. So anxious men might also be less likely to have children because they might spend more time reflecting on everything that could go wrong. Oh, my goodness. Let's face it. Having kids can be a daunting and frightening idea. My whole thing is just go for it. My goodness. The opposite might be true for open and relaxed men. They might feel more confident and optimistic about having kids, and that might make them feel more ready at an earlier age. Extroverted men, they say, also have better luck at dating and meeting a potential partner, which can in turn make them more likely to settle down and get married a little bit faster. Well, whatever the reason, the Norwegian study said, it's quite intriguing because it reveals how modern times are changing the timeline of marriage and parenthood. Today's world gives men and women more freedom. It does. I mean, definitely with technology and the way jobs and the workforce and all that is, it gives you more options. But at the end of the day, what does it really give you options for? So nothing wrong with waiting to have children and getting married and all that sort of jazz, but if you overlook it and you overanalyze it and you overthink it, that's like with anything in life. I mean, it'll never happen. And definitely the way you sit back with kids anyway, the way you sit back and analyze and think about it, it's really never going to turn out that way anyway. So stop. I mean, if it's something you want to do and feel in your heart you want to do, then go for it. That's the whole deal. Because, again, you never know how it's going to turn out. You just love them and lead them and guide them and do the best you can. There are no, even though there are books out there, there's really no books. And you just go, except in my opinion, the Bible, a great instruction manual. But I mean, as far as a lot of good PhDs and psychologists and whatnot have written some great tools and insights, but at the end of the day, it's experience. It's the best teacher of them all. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Go to the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. If you want to find any information we talk about on the show, you can check it out right there. We're going to go to Tammy now. Hi, Tammy.
I have a question about thyroid issues. About a year and a half ago, I found out that I had thyroid nodules, and I've received, I think, three thyroid ultrasounds, and the last one, praise God, was where the nodules were not growing, but they had not went away. My mother says that I have a family history of it on my father's side. I had no idea. And I want to know what I can do to help myself. I struggle with exercising, and I try to eat right, but sometimes I slip off in terms of, like, breads and sweets and so forth. But really trying to figure out what I can do that can increase my health and even resolve the thyroid issues. I'm not sure if some of my weight gain is as a result of it. But anyhow, it's not that complicated of an issue that I feel, but it's a concern of mine, and I've noticed it in the last 2 years that I haven't been able to drop weight, even with walking, even with some minimal exercise.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing with the thyroid. There's so many factors to it. I mean, the anterior pituitary gland is the primary gland in the brain that controls all the hormone function in the body. So understanding that, making sure that it's working properly, is the first key. So many times we just focus on the thyroid, and it may not even be the main source of what's going on. Now, granted, it's got to be treated at some level, depending on what that is, but you also have to look at other hormone systems and function and see what they're actually doing and what they're causing to happen, and making sure that, you know, again, that goes to the level that it needs to. That's first and foremost. Have to look at that. That has to be a priority. And then, as you go there, you want to also look for the nutritional deficiencies. And again, you can look at iodine, which there's some great books out there. Dr. Abraham wrote a great book, and Guy Abraham, and then also Dr. Fletches in Asheville, North Carolina, has written a book, and also many papers and journals on the benefits of iodine, and also just the benefits of what it can do for the thyroid. We're heavily deficient in iodine. It's one of the reasons that our thyroid and our metabolism is where it is today, and where obesity is today as well. Now, our habits, don't get me wrong, our eating habits are not where they need to be. However, we definitely need to get into a place and a position where we can start figuring out individually, I mean, whether, you know, it's you or someone else, individually, what is the main issue and why the body is breaking down and why it's doing what it's doing. I mean, so many people are struggling with these issues, and at the end of the day, it's got to be coming. Bottom line, when you're dealing with thyroid, it's got to be coming from nutritional deficiencies. You just have to figure out what the root cause is. Now, for the thyroid as well, I would look at a full blood profile. Get your physician to run everything, look at all the different deficiencies, maybe get a dietitian to take a peek from a nutritional perspective. Then when you have a good team around you, you can come up with a game plan. There are supplements out there like tyrosine, which can be beneficial. And also staying away from cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower. They can actually lower thyroid function. Coconut oil is known to increase thyroid function and help it work at more of a peak level. Again, this is not standard medical. It's more on the alternative side. But you want to know some natural things. Those are very helpful. A lot of it's in the research, European research. And just good nutrition overall. Staying away from processed foods. And a lot of the GMO-based foods can help tremendous in thyroid function. But again, don't forget, exercise and a lot of our lifestyle choices can make a big dent in it as well. Get the lab test done and see what's going on with the other systems, and that will give you the clues you're looking for. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria that almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure teams that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
This is Bill Brown, Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, unfunded entitlements, looming Obamacare, the depth of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you are concerned about maintaining your purchasing power, consider this. Gold and silver are up 497% in 13 years. Call me, 800-686-2237, extension 332. Together we can discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Analysts agree the dollar's problems are increasing. Call me, Bill Brown, 800-686-2237 at extension 332, and we'll discuss your option of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar collapses. Call me, Bill Brown, at Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237, extension 332.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Going to Calvin right now. Hi, Calvin.
I was calling in because I've been to a number of dermatologists. Look at a skin condition. It's called lichen planus or plaque psoriasis. It seems to be really common. Seems like it's a growing condition, and it has no known cause or cure. So I was just calling to see if you might have any comments or ideas on treatment, because it's kind of like an irritable rash. It happens on your elbows, on your wrists, on your knees.
Usually, one of the things that can help with that, with lichen planus, is, and remember, it's a skin condition, okay? So the itchy rash and whatnot, skin condition happens from the inside out. It always, always does. So when you start taking care of the digestive tract with something like that, that's where you start getting the greatest result. So one of the things you can focus on with lichen planus is focus on clearing out the gut, putting the right kind of bacteria in there, using probiotics, things like foods like fermented foods, yogurt. You can do vegetables like kimchi. A lot of the fermented vegetables have tons of probiotics in them, very beneficial for the digestive tract, and can help tremendously. Plus, you can increase your immune system, energy levels, all the way around. Now, the other issue, too, to look at with lichen planus and that sort of thing is you always want to make sure that you've got the right kind of not only nutrition, but you also look at supplements as well. And there's great things. Black walnut, wormwood, these are all beneficial. They help clear the digestive tract out, clear out yeast and fungal issues. And eating a low inflammatory-based diet is going to do that as well. Cutting out the processed foods, the sugars, which is a big key, is only going to lay a good foundation. Now, am I saying that it's going to cure it? Of course not. But am I saying that that's going to be supportive? A lot of research says that it will be. So the diet plays a big role in the skin all the way around. Then you have to look at things like omega-3 fatty acids to support the skin and give it the nutrition that it needs. Also, zinc. Zinc is phenomenal. It's a mineral that we become very deficient in. We don't get enough of it in our diet typically. And guys can become really deficient in it, believe it or not. Stress levels will drive zinc levels into the floor. And by taking zinc, getting it through nuts and seeds, red meat has plenty of zinc, green vegetables, which remember, we're heavily deficient in America, and only 1.5% of Americans actually eat their vegetables. So that's kind of a big deal. So getting these levels up in the body can make a big difference. Also, support the skin and the skin's health. So again, those are a couple things to look at and to check into that can be quite helpful with what you're struggling with. 888-283-7272, lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. Pretty amazing. If you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, guess what? You can lifestyle your way out many times and get well, stay well, and live well. Mary in Bowling Green, Kentucky says, for several months when I go to bed, I lay my head on the pillow and I hear my heart thumping out of my chest. What kind of test should I get done? Well, first you want to go to your physician and they're going to want to check your heart. They'll probably do some basic things, EKG, stress test, whatever they need to do. Have them do some blood tests, which they will. They'll check some of the basic markers for heart disease. Let them do all that. It's a good thing. And they'll be able to rule out the fact that your heart's probably okay. Now, once you know that, and you're still having a lot of these issues, when you go and lie down, and your heart starts thumping, or you start having higher energy levels, a lot of that has to do with cortisol. It's called Ragland's test or Ragland's sign. And what happens is there's a blood pressure distribution that happens when you lie down. If the adrenal glands are fried, if they're worn out, if they're tired, then many times it can cause stress on those levels and can increase. And as you cause stress on those areas and cause the increase in blood pressure, and it can increase anxiety levels, believe it or not. GABA levels could be lowered and you need more GABA in the brain chemistry. That can cause some of these issues. So I encourage you, as you're looking through this, to, you know, it's really tough. I realize that. When you lay down and your heart starts beating, you think, oh my gosh, I'm having a heart attack. Well, the reality is that when you lie down, you want to make sure that you are resting well. You want to make sure that you've got to look at your overall picture, your stress levels in your life. I mean, as far as work goes, family, all those different relationships and make sure they're manageable and that they're doing well. That's first and foremost. Getting that routine down on a regular basis is going to make a big difference. I would get a blood test done, find out, get all the testing done for your doctor, and then go from there. If you want to email me back or call on the show, I'll be glad to help. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number. A lot more links. You know, brain chemistry, we talk about a lot. Autism, ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are all big issues in health. And with our kids, the ADHD condition is a big deal. And they're 20 times more likely to exhibit some form of autism, kids with ADHD, than children without ADHD. So according to a new study, one out of every five ADHD kids in the study exhibited signs of autism like slow language development, difficulty interacting with others, and problems with emotional control. And study lead author, Dr. Joseph Biederman, who's a director of pediatric psychopharmacology at the Massachusetts General Hospital, said these kids also showed problems with executive function or the ability to plan, organize, and conceptualize future action. And fewer than 1% of the kids in the non-ADHD comparison group exhibited any traits at all linked to autism. So they said that was very, very compelling in the study about what kids really were dealing with. Generally, autistic kids with ADHD are challenging to treat because they don't respond well to ADHD medication. And so you have to treat the autism symptoms and then treat ADHD separately. So again, there's commonality, and they said there's genetic markers for ADHD, but mostly it's lifestyle. Mostly it has to do with choices that are made every single day. So parents, the diet routines, the food routines, stress levels in a child's life, all of these factors can make a big difference when you're dealing with ADHD and the potential with autism. Yes, there's genetic markers. We can't rule that out. But they're saying here that the environment and nutrition that we are in control of as parents make the biggest difference for our kids. So it's time to educate so we can make a difference in their lives. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com and also our wellness providers. Now, we get all kinds of emails and phone calls for people wanting a wellness provider in their area that believe the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care that we talk about. Well, go to the website, and our team members can help you find someone wherever you are across this great country and even world outside of the U.S. The show is growing, and it's exciting to see that. Our food for the hour is, of course, brought to you by Earth Fare. And Brussels sprouts are what we talk about. Now, the health benefits of Brussels sprouts are amazing. Cholesterol benefits. Now, I got to tell you, with Brussels sprouts, these were not my favorite food. When I was a kid, literally, when my mother made Brussels sprouts, I mean, it was just one of those times where, you know, you just don't get real excited about something. I mean, like, it's one of those foods you just really are not fired up about. I used to get just gag when I would eat a Brussels sprout. So, needless to say, it was always a family struggle. But cholesterol is a great benefit. Now, the high fiber content, it's over 15% of the RDA of Brussels sprouts, lowers cholesterol by binding with the bile acids that the liver produces from cholesterol for digesting fat. Pretty interesting. And because of these, the bile acids coupled with fiber in the liver, of course, jumps in and makes a big difference. The DNA is huge as well. Recent studies have shown that certain compounds in Brussels sprouts block the activity of the sulfotransferase enzymes that can be detrimental to the health and stability of DNA within white blood cells. Antioxidants are important as well, too. A host of antioxidant ingredients are found in Brussels sprouts, including vitamin C, E, and A, as well as the mineral manganese. So furthermore, flavonoid antioxidants, quercetin and cankerol, also serve well to protect against the oxidative stress of the body's cells. Inflammation is another big one. Now, Brussels sprouts have been shown to fight infection and inflammation on a genetic level, believe it or not. Once converted into the molecule indole-3-carbinol, or ITC as they call it, one and one half cups of Brussels sprouts contain about 430 milligrams of omega-3 fats, which is about a third of the daily recommended allowance. It's also loaded up with vitamin K, which helps to support against a lot of the inflammation and the inflammatory processes. Here's the big C word, cancer prevention. The glucosinolates that are in Brussels sprouts and their detox-activating components are shown to fight against and even prevent various cancers, including bladder, breast, colon, lung, prostate, and ovarian. Cardiovascular support is very, very strong, too. These Brussels sprouts contain components in them that are powerful compounds, not only triggers in anti-inflammatory activity in our cardiovascular system, but can really help against heart attacks, ischemic heart disease, and atherosclerosis. So they make a big impact. Digestion and diet are also big, too. One cup of the Brussels sprouts contain about 4 grams of, which is about 16% of the RDA, of dietary fiber, which can aid in digestion, prevent constipation, maintain low blood sugar, and check overeating. So the overgrowth of the Helicobacter pylori, which is a bacteria that can lead to gastric cancer, is another big deal. And they completely help block against that. They're loaded with vitamin K, too. You know, we always think about vitamin K in the dark, dark leafy greens, like turnip greens and kale and spinach. Well, Brussels sprouts are loaded with vitamin K, and they promote healthy bones, prevent calcification of the body's tissues, and serve as an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agent, is essential for proper brain and nerve function. That's why greens and getting enough greens are so vital and so important. I mean, getting enough greens. Our calcification that we're seeing now in the arteries, calcification throughout body tissues, is a big deal. And we're loading up on vitamin D, which is a good thing. It allows the body to utilize a lot of the calcium and different minerals that we have. But making sure that you've got everything that your body needs, that is the big issue. And vitamin K is one vitamin that we're really missing on a regular basis. Big deal, really is. 888-283-7272. Going to the phones now to talk with Lana. Hi, Lana.
I recently have been getting dizzy and quite frequently, and I don't know if it's due to I just got over an ear infection or because I just changed up the amount of caffeine I take in every day, but I was just wanting to get opinion.
Well, when you have dizzy spells, okay, and you just kind of go through different phases with that, I mean, it could be a couple of things. Now, it could be nutritional, which you definitely want to have it looked at. Get some blood testing done and figure out what any core deficiencies might be there. That's a big one. But also, you've got to look at the potential for there to be instability within the brainstem. In the brainstem, you've got the cerebellum that sits down in the first cervical vertebra. If there's a malposition of the bone, this is more of chiropractic theory and also osteopathic medicine, which is called a DO. But the theory is also that vertigo can be caused, or any kind of the dizziness potentially, because of the malposition of that bone. So having it evaluated is a good step. It's good to have done and have looked at just because it can make a tremendous difference in your overall health. So that's the first step, okay? Now, it could be related to things like high blood pressure. It could be some other organic systems that could be in a malfunction state. So it's good to go to your primary care and get everything looked at and let them give kind of an overview of what's going on, because at the end of the day, that's going to make once you've got everything ruled in and ruled out, that's going to help everyone make better decisions, including you, on what's going on with your health. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check out the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Find someone in your area that believes the same way we do. Get all that information there. Our lifestyle providers. And check out there at the website, people that teach you how to go from where you are right now to where you need to be. Martin, you're next with us, my friend.
I was calling to ask if you could recommend some things that I can add or maybe even take away from my diet and also from a supplemental perspective with regards to strengthening my teeth. I'm having some level of decay on one of my front, it's not my two front teeth, but one of the teeth near the front, and I'm concerned about something that I may be not doing or doing in my dietary habits that will bring about a positive change.
Well, there's a lot you can do. I mean, to bring on a positive change, as you would say. Dietary perspective, you've got to look and go for low inflammation no matter what you're dealing with, okay? So when you're looking at the intake that you're bringing in, you want to make sure you've got good ratios. You've got to have good ratios of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and making sure that they're all in the right proportions. Because if you do that and you've got those lined up the way they need to be, then your body's going to get everything that it needs, a little bit of everything that it needs. That's the key. Because if you're getting that on a regular basis, you're putting the right kind of foods in, you're thriving the way you feel, then every other aspect of health with your body is going to begin to transcend and begin to change. And that's the key. So vitality, energy, all of that comes from making better lifestyle choices. The key is to getting good, proper nutrition on a regular basis. That's the key. So, for example, for breakfast, a lot of people skip breakfast. Or they'll have maybe an egg or two, a bagel, maybe some bacon, some coffee, and they're out the door. If that, most people just grab maybe a bagel, some cereal, coffee, and they're out the door. The more foods like that that you have that create inflammation in the body, the greater chance you have of everything breaking down, teeth, whatever it is. So the reason I'm telling you that is because your foundation has to be right. You can't build any kind of home if you don't have a good foundation. Foundation is the key. Putting that together first is where everything will change. Now, mineral density is important too. So I'm a big fan of liquid minerals. I think they're fantastic. And, you know, of course, the quality and the purity of those are very important. But you've got to have the right components in the body to make that absorb and do well. That's why vitamin D levels are so critical. The right amount of vitamin D in the body is going to determine whether or not your body can handle these sorts of things. So, I mean, with vitamin D, having vitamin D levels between 70 and 90 on a blood test, we know for a fact, is going to be beneficial. Now, you don't want to go really high because it can be tough on the kidneys. But if you go to moderate level, the higher end of the normal range, again, 100 is the normal range. So just getting to the higher upper end of that is going to make a big difference in overall mineral absorption in the body. So again, putting all that together is what's going to make a big difference. It's about coming up with a good lifestyle plan. If you haven't figured that out yet, that's a big key. And in health, it comes down to common sense, but it comes down to a lot of common practice and getting everything from what you want to do to what you're actually doing and putting the right nutrition in. Nutritional deficiencies are another big one. You can find out that through blood testing, and a good practitioner can carry you along throughout that process as well. So a lot of great things you can do to support yourself along the way. 888-283-7272, that's the phone number. Coming back, going to talk with some new topics, getting into energy levels, brain function. Also, we're going to talk about some of the foods that can boost the immune system that actually probably everybody has in the cabinet. We'll get right to that when we come back. Don't go anywhere. 888-283-7272. Check out the website as well.
Hey,
folks. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Go online to teamlifestyle.com and call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Muhammad Ali tells us in our quote for the hour, I know where I'm going, and I know the truth, and I don't have to be what you want me to be. I'm free to be what I want. Powerful. Email came in also. Paul in Trenton, New Jersey said, I just turned 42, starting to feel a little bit older. Welcome to your 40s. And I was just informed last week that I was called, that I have what is called trapped intestinal gas. Can you tell me a little bit about this? Well, yeah, I mean, typically when you have any kind of bowel issue, okay, if you've got excess gas within the bowels or finding that you've had a lot of pressure, you get a lot of constipation, usually just an inflammatory process in general. And when you start restructuring your eating habits and cut out a lot of the inflammatory-based foods and start focusing more on live foods, foods that really make an impact in your health, plenty of fiber and things like broccoli and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, things like carrots and peppers. You know, again, peas even loaded with fiber. And you're getting your carbohydrate sources not from foods that create a lot of inflammation, but ones that actually lower the inflammation. That's when things begin to turn, and that's when they begin to shift in a positive direction. So dietary change is really the big key. I mean, that's what you want to focus on, is transferring your eating habits. Because when you start doing that, that's when you start eliminating a lot of the gas-type issues. Now, it'll come down to bacteria, the good and the bad. You want to make sure you have plenty of the good bacteria by getting probiotics and a lot of the fermented-based foods like yogurt. And when you start building the right kind of bacteria in the gut, that's where the healing really begins. Elimination becomes better. Gas and bloating begins to go away. Cutting out foods that create a lot of inflammation and a lot of the food allergies, wheat products and dairy products, just for a period of time. And then you can start adding those back in typically. But, you know, if you've been to your doctor, they're scratching their head. They're just saying, well, this is what we know. Go see a dietitian. You want to get with someone that can help empower your health and make a difference. That's the key to the next step. Going to the phones now and talk with Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi. How are you, doctor?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Okay. I have a question regarding yeast.
Okay.
I've been having a problem with yeast, and let me begin by saying that I have been tested, as well as my husband, for AIDS, for STDs. I've had my regular cancer testing, the PAP, I read that somewhere that B12 was causing it, and of course I stopped taking an extra dose of B12, and I'm only getting it in my one a day now. I have tried things such as oregano, garlic, aloe vera juice, the Greek yogurt, and I do take probiotics, and I'm still having a problem. The symptoms will ease for maybe a day or two. But once okay. I take my vitamins to things, they come back.
Now, when you take them and they come back, how long are you off or how long are you on before you see that change?
Well, say for instance, if I take my vitamins in the morning, say by evening I'm noticing yeast. So if I take the garlic, take a heavy dose of garlic, aloe vera, the yogurt, then I mean, it clears up until I take the vitamins again.
Okay. Well, then here's the deal. What about your dietary changes? Have you done any kind of cleanse or anti-inflammatory based eating plan? Like, what does your diet look like right now, breakfast, lunch, and dinner on a normal day?
Okay, I am mainly a fish and vegetable eater. I do eat some turkey, ground turkey, but I don't eat beef, I don't eat pork, and I don't even eat chicken.
Okay. So mostly fish and vegetables. Do you drink coffee? Do you eat much sugar?
Well, now coffee, I don't drink nearly as much as I used to. I may have a couple cups or two a week. Now, once it starts beginning, the weather changes and it gets colder, I may have, then I kind of start with maybe a cup a day.
Okay, so it just depends. Well, as long as the majority of your meals are like you say. I mean, if you're cutting out coffee, I would cut that out just because, for the most part, I mean, a cup every now and then is no big deal. But if you do it on a consistent basis, it makes the body a little bit more acidic. So you start dealing with acid and alkaline. And when you're dealing with yeast, again, you're focusing on clearing out the gut. So probiotics are really important. And even your fermented foods. I like fermented vegetables. I think the fermented vegetables can help tremendously in a situation like that with yeast. But wormwood and black walnut, those are really good researched herbs that can be quite helpful that you can do periodically. But you might want to look that up and do some research on that, because those can be quite helpful. And again, if you see it recurring and it comes back over and over and over again, it's usually a gut issue. And as you start healing the gut and giving the body what it needs, that's where you start making the big difference. And probiotics are a big one, but don't forget about enzymes as well. Enzymes help break the foods down and get better nutrient absorption. And there's what's called proteolytic enzymes that can be quite helpful as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can impact the lives of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical. Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.